Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Mem. We begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of Masal. It begins the words of the Gemara. And they Shemav Shemayim Sha'alav, because it warms up the water that's on him. Shteis is bothered that what's the prohibition of washing oneself with cold water and warming oneself up opposite the bonfire, which the Brisa said that's problematic because it's going to warm up the water. But Taya says, but Bakulish Maita, but in this whole Sugyu B'Masnidin and the Mishnah Gabi Mechem Shapino regarding the hot water kettle that was taken off from the fire, that Mashmed sounds like that actually the Lahav Shemayim, that actually if you're just warming up the water, Litzarech Shtia for drinking is mutter, it's permitted. Why? Dev Sherin Loizeu Bishulin. Because we say that just warming up the water is not cooking it. So why do we say over here that it's forbidden? So okay, so the water is going to warm up, but we said warming up is not a problem. So Mefarash Rivo, the Rivo explains, you're right, it's not because of the problem Bishul. Regarding the fact that the water is getting warmed up, it's not getting cooked, it's not getting yatzel at this point. The problem is for a different reason. The doime kerechetz b'mayim chamin, because it looks like it's comparable to bathing himself with warm water, because he went into cold water and then he's standing by the fire, it's getting warmed up. It's going to come to bring to warming oneself up to wash his body, which is problematic, and that's why you're not allowed to do this thing about with the cold water on you, stand near the bonfire. The next text, Damascus, begins the words of the Gemara. Chase explained, what's the reason why it's problematic to bring this kumkum? The Brisa said, you're allowed to bring a warm towel and put it on your stomach on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put the hot water kettle on your stomach because, as Rashi explains, it might spill, and it's going to violate Ruchitza B'chamen and Shabbos. But Taisa's Pirish, Taisa explains, Kol Zman Shaluntisham. It's actually going on the previous case. Although we said you're allowed to put a warm towel on your stomach, that's what's saying, but as long as the towel's there, you're not allowed to bring a hot water kettle and put it on that. Why? Shem Yiplu Hamayim Ala Luntis, because then maybe water's going to fall onto the towel. Vas Deschit, and you can come to squeeze out the water that's spilled in it, which then would be a problem, but schita, squeezing out, that's why you can't bring the hot water kettle. Or you know, another approach, lo yavi, reason why you're not bring the hot water kettle is mishum refua, because it's obvious why you're putting a hot water kettle on your stomach, it is obviously because it's therapeutic. That's the general gzeirat rabbanon of doing anything that's medicinal on Shabbos, because you might come to grind the herbs, which is how it was done in Talmudic time. Which that's tfei baluntis. That's more of a problem than putting the warm towel, which is also for therapeutic reasons. Because that doesn't look so much, because many people put towels on their body, and since it's not so obvious, it's permitted, but the kettle, which is more obvious, is forbidden. Next, begins the words of the Gemara, b'shmami no. What we can infer from this is cliche in the inim of Ashel, that a secondary vessel doesn't cook. Which places asks on the most primary halacha that's brought into the practical halachas of Bishul, differentiating between the klirish and the klisheni. Where Rabbi Yitzchak Bravdimi said from the fact that Rabbi told him that he should put the flask of oil in the klisheni, oh, because klisheni is not mavashim. But Taisa says, Taim, it's a wonder. To understand this whole principle that we're discussing here in these daf, he says, Maishna klisheni mi klirishin, why is a secondary vessel any different than a klirishin? As Taisa explains, the obvious question. The Yatzila, this if the water is at its boiling point, even the secondary vessel, even if you poured it from the Klevishan into Klevishan, it should still be Yasser, because it's Yatzila, it's going to cook. The In Yatzila, and if the water is not at the boiling point, then even the primary vessel, let's notify, is not going to cook. So what's the difference? Yesh Limitation says what you could say is Lafisha Klevishan, because by the primary vessel, although now you too could have the fire, but since it was the pot itself, not just the contents, the hot water, but the vessel itself was on the fire, so the walls of the vessel are hot. Therefore, so it's going to maintain the heat of what's inside of it for a longer time. Therefore, the sages gave a measurement, but as long as the liquid inside is at a boiling point, us it's going to be forbidden because then it's going to cook. But a secondary vessel, when you pour off in the cleavation into another one, but you're right, although the liquid is still at its boiling point, mutter, it's going to be permitted, because the walls of the vessel are not warm, and so it's going to quickly cool down, and therefore it's not going to cook with that hot liquid in the cleavation. The next test, the master begins the words of the Gemara. If you're going to say, oh, maybe he said it to him in a secular language, which place is bothered for a secondary question on this, which is the Gemara that said, how could Rebbe have taught Rebbe Yitzchak Bravdimi Aloch in the bathhouse? You're not allowed to think and for sure not speak in words of Torah in the bathhouse. So the Gemara intended to say, oh, the Rebbe was permitted to tell him because he spoke in a different language. He didn't speak in the Lashon HaKodesh. But he's bothered. But Avagav to Aslahar, but in this halacha that we just mentioned before, not only not let to speak, he's not let to think in words of Torah. If he spoke, he obviously thought. So how could he have even thought in words of Torah? So still, name you could say, De'ein Aslahar, it's not permitted to think in Torah, El B'Lashon HaKodesh, only in the holy language. But we'll hear B'Lashon Chal. He thought in this other language, and he spoke another language, and therefore that was what the Gemara was entertaining to say it's permitted, but subsequently, ultimately, the Gemara rejects it and says, no, you're not allowed to speak or think in words of Torah in any language.